Thanks, Gabe. If you're like me, you're one of the millions of Americans that's excited that we've finally arrived in March once again. Yep, you guessed it. It's time for March Madness. There isn't a better front court in the SEC than the Tyler Davis-Robert Williams combination. Playing to the post often leads to one of the most marveled movements in sports, the slam dunk. Watching some of these guys dunk makes it seem like they're in the air forever. However, they're not breaking the laws of physics. The height of the jump depends on the amount of force the player pushes into the basketball court before liftoff. The harder he pushes, the longer he'll be in the air, and the higher he'll go. To put this relationship into perspective, to get about 1 second of air time, a basketball player needs a vertical leap of 4 feet. This power in the legs, often combined with the momentum of the player, leads to the jaw-dropping slam dunk. Remember that next time you watch the Aggs, and win or lose, we can appreciate the phenomenon of explosive movements. For more sports medicine news and knowledge, check out the Huffines Institute at huffinesinstitute.org. Until next time, this is Reed Richardson, wishing you a happy and healthy week.